Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Life Project on Unica Radio. This podcast shares the experiences of people who volunteer or used to volunteer. My name is Pauline, and in today's podcast, we will hear about Panis's experience as a volunteer translator for refugees from Afghanistan. Hi, Panis, how are you today?
Hey, Pauline, I'm good. You doing well?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. For our listeners, could you briefly introduce yourself, please?
Yes. I'm Panis. I am originally Persian, but I'm living in Germany for years. I study digital media and I'm a product designer. And here in Cagliari, I'm doing my Erasmus semester. It's the last semester of my studies. And yeah, I really wanted to do an Erasmus. And yeah, that's how I came to start with it.
Nice. And do you like living in Cagliari?
Yeah, I love it. Like here with the beaches, with the nice people. It was the best decision to do my Erasmus in Cagliari.
Yeah, it's definitely a big change, like from Germany, or I'm from Belgium, for example, and it's also a huge difference because the weather in Belgium is really bad, while here we can go to the beach and everything. Okay, thank you very much for introducing yourself, Panis. We will take a short music break now, and then we will be back to hear about Panis's experience as a volunteer. Stay tuned. Hi again, we are back on live with Panis, who volunteered as a translator for Afghan refugees. Panis, could you share with us how you got into volunteering and why?
Yes, sure. I had a friend, he was a German Syrian, his parents were from Syria, but he was born in Germany. And he was doing this volunteering from refugees from Syria, and he was always telling me about his experience and how it was, and it sounded very interesting for me. But he said, yeah, for Persian there is no position, like there is nothing. So yeah, I thought, okay, no chance. But then once he came to me and they said that now they decided to apply this program also for the Afghan refugees, and in Afghanistan they speak Persian, like maybe in another way, but it's like still like I can understand them and they can understand me, so I felt that I can ask and maybe I could help. And yeah, so I wrote an application, I sent them and they accepted me, so I started that.
Nice. And when was it?
It was 2019, I guess.
Oh yeah. And for how long did you do that?
It was for a year, but it was like mostly two times a week. And whenever they had a session with them, then they asked me that if I can come. Sometimes it was very spontaneously, so it was not a very regular thing, but it was like mostly two times a week.
Mm-hmm. I see. So like whenever they needed help, etc. And so you were a translator, but so I mean you explained us, but are there any other activities or other things that you would like to describe, like what did a regular week or month look like?
Yeah, sure. It was like a translating we had to prepare them for all the law things and bureaucratic things that they had to do, and they had like a preparation. So I went them in the session, and for them they had to tell the story, like how they came to Germany and what was the problem, so that now they are refugees and they need help. And yeah, like sometimes as they were telling the stories, it was like really, really hard to listen, and like even but they were telling them that they had tears in their eyes, me have tears in my eyes, so it was like sometimes like very hard, but at the end when you think that you could help them, that it made you also feel better. And after some times, they got accepted, like the application for a visa and everything got accepted, like I was also super happy. Which was not always the case. Sometimes they didn't get, they got rejected. Then that was, of course, not that nice. But also from other activities, this was actually another volunteering program which I'm still doing, like now that I'm currently not anymore, but it was another program that is from the refugees that come into Germany. It's during the museum and culture and art tour, and the thought was that like when they are coming here, they are so concerned and they have so many problems to do that they don't think about these and about, for example, going to a museum, and that it also costs them a lot. So this was a free program for them and was doing in their language, and it was also in Arabic, in Russian, and Persian as well. I did the Persian part, and yes, I was like giving them museum tours in a German historical museum, which is not actually a museum, it's actually a gallery. So that was mostly very interesting for me.
Oh wow, and so and you can keep on doing that from here in Cagliari.
No, like I was doing it till I was coming here, because it's like not an online tour, it's like a tour in person, we go at them in museums. But since I'm here, I don't do it, but now I'm active doing their social media, because a lot of refugees, they don't know about this. And so we try to have a better communication through social media so that they know that they can use this program for free.
Okay, that's really nice. And yeah, and I guess the social media also really helps, like to continue to spread that message and to communicate about these activities. So you worked as a volunteer and you also organized cultural activities for refugees, and now you organize and manage the social media of that organization. Okay, well, that's really nice. Thank you very much for sharing your experience, Panis. Now we are going to take another short music break, and then we will be back to hear about Panis's thoughts and feelings about her volunteer experiences. Stay tuned! Welcome back, everyone. We are back with Panis, who volunteered as a translator for Afghan refugees. She also volunteered afterwards as a tour guide and more in a cultural way to provide refugees with museum tours, etc. And now she is helping with the social media of the organization she used to volunteer for, so that refugees know about more cultural activities that exist and that they can attend also in their own language. Panis, how are you?
I'm good.
Still good.
Still good, yeah.
So now I will ask you a question. We talked about it a bit before, but if you'd like to elaborate, do you think that you had or that you still have an impact while volunteering, and how do you think so, in what sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I think I had an impact, because like after that, like how they were thanking me, like I also like very had a good feedback. Not that I had a good feedback, because like I did a very special job, but just that like when they feel that someone helping them, even though you can't give your, like even though you're not the best, but when they feel that you are trying to do your best, like then they are like mostly like super thankful, and it gives you a very positive feeling actually. So that is actually very nice. Like I would recommend it to everyone. Like for example, for me, like my main job besides studying is, like when I'm honest, like I love my job, I'm like a product designer, but I'm working in a company which like the goal is gaining money. So at the end, when I think, okay, when I'm doing my work very good, it's not that I'm changing the world. It's not that I'm helping other people. Like helping people in some ways, that's true, but it's another way. and because I know that, okay, my goal is not just the money. So it's like, for me, this part in my job is missing. So when I'm doing this volunteering job, I'm feeling that, okay, I'm doing also something with a little part. That's easiness for me.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, that like the job you have or your main activity is usually not necessarily turned to the others and not necessarily social. And yeah, that volunteering experience also, also brings you other things and also helps others. And that it's also gratifying that people thank you and to realize the importance that you had and that you still have in people's lives. And now I would like to ask you a last question. Panis, how would you encourage young people to volunteer locally and abroad?
How? Like, I would suggest them to just go and talk with the people who already have had experience volunteering and ask them about their experience. And when they think, okay, that's a good idea, if they think they would like it, then they can try. And actually, like in all cases, I would suggest them to try this because like they can start and when they feel, okay, they don't like it and they don't feel good, which I don't think it would be the case, then they could always stop. So actually I would recommend it to everyone. And I think now like through internet, I think that would be very easy to also find people who already had experience and also finding positions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing your experience. And for everyone who wants to start volunteering, indeed, now there are more and more possibilities that are possible online. So it's really accessible to many people and youngsters who want to start volunteer or who are interested. There are many different possibilities. Thank you very much for sharing, Panis. This was really interesting. And for the others, we see you in the next live episode. Bye!
Bye!
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.